Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Meg Pearson, and I am kicking off a short series of podcasts called the Breath Alchemy Basics Series, where I'm going to be sharing with you some short episodes, just breaking down some of the basic information about breathwork, because I get a lot of people always asking me, what the hell is breathwork? Why should I do it? What are the benefits? Aren't we just breathing? So I'm breaking it down. And today we're going to go over the basic stuff, and I'll have a few more weeks of shorty episodes for y'all to just tune in and listen to my velvety voice sharing about this incredible tool that is your breath. Yes, it is something that you do automatically all day, every day. But did you know that if you harness your breath, if you do it with intention, you are capable of magnificent things like healing your body, your heart, and connecting to God, spirit, source, higher, your higher nature, your soul, whatever you want to call it. So I'm excited about this episode. This one is going to be a real shorty. I'm going like super surface with the information because I know a lot of you that might be listening to this. It might be your first venture into this whole somatic healing world. Maybe you were like, what the fuck does somatic even mean? And I'll be talking about all of this stuff in future episodes, trying to keep it really, really simple so that we can all reap the benefits. And then when I convince you, when I lure you into my virtual breath group circle, or you show up at one of my in-person events, then I'll get all woo-woo hippy-dippy on ya. Well, in my style anyway. Okay, without further ado, let's just get to this episode. Now let's get on to today's conversation. I'm talking about the basics of breath work. So what is breath work? Well, it's one of the most powerful self-healing modalities. You're going to hear me talk a lot about this in future episodes because this is my passion. I've been breathing consciously since 2017, facilitating and leading breath work classes back since then, almost that time as well, 2018. I did my first certification. Self-healing. It's a self-healing modality. So what is self-healing, you might be asking? Well, it's healing the body, emotions, and mind without external force or influence. With breath work, the really cool thing is that the body and the breath does the work, which is something that we're doing all day, every day anyways. We're healing our body using nothing but the inhale and the exhale. It's so, so, so incredible. Healing on physical level, but also bringing in insight, wisdom, and intelligence that is far beyond the intellect of the mind. With breath work, we benefit on 3 different levels. On the physical front, we learn how to use our entire respiratory tract in a more optimal way, and this offers benefits like better sleep, improved digestion, increased heart rate variability, among so many other things, like increased lung capacity, vagal tone, immune function, digestion. It increases our autonomic flexibility. It stimulates neuroplastic processes. It rewires the brain. It increases our focus and attention. It establishes an anchor with our breath so that we can then pause and respond to life with less reactivity. It helps with integration of grief and loss. It can process and release trauma. It shifts your state, thereby shifting your energy and your mood. Breathwork also helps with our mental and emotional load. We've long used our breath as a way to control our feelings and our emotions. Has anyone ever told you to take a deep breath when you're stressed? Just breathe, take a deep breath. I talk this with my daughter all the time. She's 3 and a half and, you know, she gets really worked up in a tantrum and eventually I help her come down and I say, bud, just take a deep breath. And what I really love is she learned a thing from Daniel Tiger, which is a cartoon. Daniel Tiger teaches you when you're angry to take a deep breath and count to four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it does work. She always calms down. It's the most beautiful thing. Think about this. Have you ever found yourself holding your breath when you're scared? Huh? We naturally try to shift our state or respond to what's going on around us by adjusting our breath. Now, emotions are just energy in motion. And sometimes when we hold our breath, when we squeeze our breath, we trap these emotions and they get stored in our bodies, in our tissues, in our muscles. And breath work helps to move this energy up and out of us, releasing it. Why would we want to be storing stress? Why would we want to be storing fear and shame and guilt in our body? We don't, but we do. And that's what manifests into what I believe with so many of our physical ailments. Thirdly, obviously, there's a spiritual component. You know, if I'm talking about, there's something spiritual going on. Well, breathwork helps us clear out old vibration, old low frequency vibration emotions, and helps create a clear channel to connect us to the divine. Breathwork helps us remember how perfect we are. With breathwork, we are entraining our consciousness with the frequency of life. We release old patterns, trauma, belief systems, while repatterning our nervous system responses. Overall, breathwork offers improved well-being. We are all living beings that require our breath, right? It keeps us alive. If we're not breathing, if we're not bringing in chi and prana, we die. But how often do we go about the entire day without even thinking about our breath? Chronic shallow breathing, which is the way most of us are breathing naturally through the day, it keeps us anxious. It denies us of life force, which can lead us to feeling super tense, on edge, unhappy, confused, stuck. Breathwork is a technique that helps us move out of fight or flight mode, which is a space that many of us are living in because of the culture of the world, this hustle mentality. So many of us, we have small traumas seemingly happening to us all day, every day, and our body is in super stressed out mode all the time. Breathwork helps bring us out of the sympathetic nervous system and into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for our body's ability to rest and digest. This is the state we need to be in. This is the state where we heal, repair, and regenerate. When we are living in a chronic state of tension, our bodies remain in this fight or flight mode, even when there's no real danger. This leads to digestive issues. It leads to anxiety, depression, insomnia, headaches, and so many other problems. But the beauty of breathwork is that it allows us access to the body's natural intelligence to heal itself. Now, this is just a little blurb, a little blip, the tiniest little scratch on the surface about breathwork for all of you out there that may still be curious about this amazing tool. I want to offer you to continue listening over the coming weeks. I'm going to be sharing a lot about breathwork and its benefits and how it can work for you, because I get people asking me all the time, but how does it work? Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, Rebels.